This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Sunshine, just 17 degrees right now in Chicago. AccuWeather says a sunny, blustery, very cold rest of your afternoon. Temperatures close to 20, but real feels dropping down to close to zero. And the weather is our top local story here on News Radio WBBM, as we are expecting below zero cold moving into parts of the area tonight. Let's get an update now on just how low it'll go from AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In the wake of the snow yesterday, some colder air has moved in, and it's really going to be very noticeable as we head into tonight. Temperatures are going to drop below zero in many northern and western suburbs as we head through tonight. Even at the lakefront, low temperature around 6 degrees tonight. So a frigid night. We are going to be seeing some snow coming into the area late tomorrow. And then tomorrow night into Saturday, we'll see some snow at times. Some of that could even linger into early Sunday, but the brunt of the snow probably tomorrow night into Saturday. Total accumulation about 3 to 6 inches. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And a reminder, we are updating weather conditions at least 10 times an hour, day and night, right here on WBBM.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And a breaking news from City Hall and what may be the first sign of a new house cleaning in the Johnson administration. 4 days after the mayor told a church audience on the South Side he planned to dismiss department heads who were not aligned with his agenda.
So there's a whole bunch of people like, oh, shoot, he's about to get fired. Well, you're about to find out. Stay tuned.
And within the last hour, the mayor's office announced what it calls the retirement of one of the few remaining holdovers from the Lightfoot administration, Aviation Commissioner Jamie Ray. She's been in charge of the city's airports for the last 7 years. In his statement, the mayor said Ray embodied the best of public service, and she has left an indelible mark on our airports and our city.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Workers at a brew pub along the Rock River in northwest Illinois wound up being accidental lifesavers after a food delivery driver wound up in the water at the height of yesterday's snowstorm. WBBM's Jim Goodis just got off the phone with first responders in Rockford. He's here at the anchor desk with what happened, Jim.
Andy, Tim O'Keefe, Division Chief of Operations for the Rockford Fire Department, says a DoorDash driver was picking up an order at the Prairie Street Brewing Company when the vehicle rolled down a boat ramp.
Establishment that noticed that this individual done that, and they grabbed one of our life safety buoys that we have out there by the boat ramp, and they actually effected the rescue.
O'Keefe says the driver was pulled from the car before it sank to the bottom of the river. He praised the people who rescued the driver for finding a safe and ingenious way to do it and for doing it so quickly. Live at the anchor desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Jim, thank you. The Geneva Police Department reminding residents to lock their car doors after nearly 20 vehicles were burglarized overnight. Security camera footage from doorbells shows a white Ford Explorer fleeing from the area as officers attempted to conduct a traffic stop. Police say people should lock their vehicles and remove valuables such as computers, phones, electronics, purses, keys, and garage door openers from their cars at night. Well, for the first time in a decade, there is new leadership at the CTA. The acting president laid out some of her plans for the transit agency.
Nora Learjan told transit board members she's committed to improving reliability, security, and accessibility on the CTA. Smoking is a common complaint they're hearing about through a new chatbot launched about a year ago. Learjan says that's frustrating for passengers and CTA workers.
I'm looking at a clean, on-time train that just got a bad reputation because of that smell of smoke.
She says she wants to speed up response times to issues raised in the chatbot and look at increasing funding for additional beds for homeless people seeking shelter on the CTA.
We've got social service workers out there talking to them, but there may not be a capacity at a shelter, and it's an incredibly frustrating circumstance for everyone involved.
Learjan says she's been meeting with employees and politicians as the agency looks for financial help when federal pandemic aid runs out. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Northwestern University described this spring's commencement speaker as a beloved comedian and actor, as well as a devoted father. But fans of Steve Carell probably know him best as hapless paper products manager Michael Scott from The Office, and they'd be hoping for pearls of wisdom, like this one from season 3.
He doesn't know anything, and neither do you. So suck on that!
University President Michael Schill calling Carell an absolute treasure. Carell's daughter is an NU grad. His son is in the class of 2026. In a statement, Carell says his speech's theme will be the importance of lowering expectations, which he suggests graduates do before his remarks. Commencement set for June 15th at the United Center. Fans of music and the arts have been visiting the Ravinia Festival in Highland Park for decades. And this year, the outdoor performance venue will have a new look.
In 2026, the audience will be able to come in and it will still have the same iconic roofline, but they will be really excited about all of the updated features throughout the pavilion.
Jeff Hayden is Ravinia's president and CEO, and he says that's just one part of the $75 million renovation that will transform the entire venue.
Backstage was not very glamorous. We're giving the whole entrance and the backstage a huge facelift, and so the artists will be very excited about having up-to-date dressing rooms and amenities.
But he adds it's not just the famous stars who will enjoy the new digs.
This is really the community stage. Ravinia Pavilion is a place where a lot of memories take place. Whether you're on the lawn or sitting in the pavilion for your first date, this is where it all starts.
Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Highland Park announcing plans to hold an Independence Day parade this year. It's the second time it's been held since seven people were killed during a shooting at its parade in 2022. The parade will follow the same route as it did last year. A Boston company focused on weight loss is opening up shop in the Chicago area.
The company, known well, combines primary care and weight-inclusive treatment, offering solutions to overweight patients stigma-free. The Boston-based business plans to open six new clinics in the Chicago area and said in a press release, Illinois faces a significant challenge with more than 35% of adults living with obesity. The healthcare clinics will open in Chicago, Westmont, Schaumburg, Elgin, Huntley, and Romeoville, with telehealth options included throughout the Midwest. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time now for sports. Good afternoon to 670. The score is Chris Emma.
Andy, good afternoon. The Bulls were bounced by the Pistons Tuesday night in a 40-point loss. Last night in a rematch, they lost by 18. This isn't exactly the type of progress envisioned for a team once again rebuilding, but with the losses stacking up, the Bulls are searching for growth. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
None of the Bulls will include those two games in their memoirs, but Kobe White, especially, had a series to forget. Just 15 points on 4 of 27 shooting total. Comes with being the top scoring threat left.
There's a hierarchy on the scouting report, and like you say, like right without Zach and DeMar, I'm probably like high up on it. So, I mean, teams adjust. They see what I, you know, bring offensively, and then they kind of adjust to it. You know, don't help as much. Get me going to my left hand. You know, no pull up threes, stuff like that. So it's going to take some adjusting too, but I'm excited for it.
Billy Donovan says he's encouraged by the 17 three-pointers White took against Detroit, even though only two went in. The fact that White got open to take them is, to Donovan, a plus. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In the NFL, former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers will soon be a former Jets quarterback. The team is parting ways with Rodgers this offseason. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris M of 670. The score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Our top story this hour is breaking now at City Hall, where the house cleaning Mayor Johnson promised in an appearance less than a week ago may now be happening. Less than an hour ago, the mayor's office announced the retirement of aviation commissioner and longtime City Hall insider Jamie Ree, who's been in charge of the city's airports for the last 7 years. We'll have much more on the story coming up at 3:31. A 22-year-old Lake Bluff woman facing multiple felony theft charges for allegedly stealing items from homes where she worked as a babysitter.
Darissa Chavarria is alleged to have stolen jewelry, handbags, and clothing from homes in Lake Forest and Lake Bluff. One alleged victim put the value at more than $10,000. Police say Chavarria had been selling the items on Facebook Marketplace. First, a homeowner in Lake Forest came forward, according to police, then one from Lake Bluff, then another from Lake Forest. The woman is charged with five felony counts of theft. The two departments said in a joint statement, victims coming forward is a essential. It says if you previously hired Chavarria as a babysitter, we encourage you to check your valuables. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
More than $100,000 in counterfeit U.S. postage stamps have been seized during a routine inspection by U.S. Customs and Border Protection of several shipments arriving in Chicago from China. The counterfeit stamps were likely meant for consumers who had purchased them online at a discount, according to Steven Bonsbach, customs spokesperson.
Everyone's looking for a deal. So when you're looking for something that can save you some money, they sometimes stumble across a fraudulent website that's going to go ahead and give you these stamps that are actually worthless. They won't work.
Bonsbach tells us it's always best to buy postage stamps from a trusted source, such as the bank, grocery store, or the postal service. Well, a 13-year-old boy recovering from minor injuries after a hit and run on Chicago's northwest side this morning. It happened after 8 o'clock at Roscoe and Central. Police say the boy was walking in the crosswalk when he was hit by a GMC SUV. No one is in custody.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.